Hello, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Nini. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Vaccine appointment line?
No.
How may I help you?
I'm needing to know, we live in a multi-generational home with three generations, and I need to know when the vaccine would be available to those that have not gotten it yet.
Well, there's a pre-registration vaccine appointment line that is accepting everyone. I have that number for you.
Okay. All right.
855.
I'm sorry, what was it?
855.
Okay.
566. 5333.
Okay, and is this to schedule the appointment or where I can ask questions about when we would be available to have the vaccine?
Yeah, so they when you this is for you pre-registering for the appointment.
Well, no, this has nothing to do with registering. I already talked to those people and she knew nothing. She said, you know, she said, no, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. What it is my mom, who's 88, has had her
yes.
first shot. My husband and I, 68 and 69, have had our first one, but we
mm-hmm.
also have custody of our twin granddaughters. They're 30 that have intellectual disabilities. And
mm-hmm.
our concern is, you know, they're still living here and they may not be able to get theirs for a really long time. And I saw that in phase 1B, it kind of acts like they might be available in phase 1B. Persons living in a congregate setting.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So let me what I want to find out when they would be eligible to get theirs.
Well, may I say to you that, ma'am, you're calling with an assumption that the policy and the rules are black and white in this time. It is not.
That what now?
You're assuming that the policies, the rules are black and white right now. They are not. Right? People are getting vaccines at different ages. So
right.
I'm letting you know, pre-register them or go anywhere where these vaccines are being offered and inquire directly so that you can have your goal for the unity of the space of everyone getting vaccines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, make a out-of-the-box kind of plan. Does that make sense?
Right. I just didn't know where to begin, who to ask, because
well,
they're not really taking phone calls. So.
No problem. Well, this number here, you're supposed to be able to at least get on the line. That's supposed to be helpful to register. And then I can give you the website where you can inquire as well. So just the idea of registering or connecting with wherever kind of that's giving the vaccine. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
So I'm trying to just encourage the goal that you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like a website?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, I'll give you two of them.
Okay.
I also have, by the way, nurses available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. who have insight and can be of help as well. I can give you that number.
Okay.
So I'll give you the nurses first. I'll give you three numbers so you can get through somehow, because I know some things are just backed up. 334-451.
Okay.
4571.
4571. Okay.
Then 334 314-9787.
9787, okay.
And if I need to repeat, please let me know. 334-206-5320.
5320, okay.
That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., nurses that are available. And the website we have is A like Apple, D like David, P like Paul, H like Harry. So that's adph.org.
Okay.
Or cdc.gov. So it's C like cat, D like dog, C like cat, .gov.
.gov. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of this time is a personal homework to get some of the goals for our household. So we do understand, ma'am.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
The best
to
you. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.